Blog Talk Radio.
Another Thursday night, which means, of course, it's Ask Miss V Sports. Of course,
yay!
I am James Acevedo. And the one who couldn't wait to jump on over me and talk over me is the star herself anyway, Miss V, the Toy Lady. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Everything. By the way, you could call us at 646-716-8041 to join in the fun. Hey, it rhymed. 646-716-8041, and you press number uno, which is one in Spanish, to talk to us. And if you're a little shy, you can still listen to us without pressing one. Just stay on hold or listen to on the link that we tweeted out, which, by the way, on Twitter, I'm at YankeeMan1973. That's YankeeMan1973. And, of course, you can also ask whatever question you want to Miss V the Toy Lady at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's at MSVDATOYLADY. Yes, I think I got that right. There you go.
You know what? I got a few things to talk about.
No.
So, I've been reading these articles. And, you know, being in the D, I'm going to read the D articles. So
okay.
I want to start out with this one about last night's game, the Wings against the Bruins.
Oh, yeah, what happened in this hockey game? By the way, who won, first of all? Did your team win?
No.
Oh, okay, no one. Okay, here we go.
And I didn't see the game, so this will be one of those times where I really can't make a comment because I haven't even seen the highlights from the game.
Oh, wow,
so,
very busy.
Yeah. So, you know, normally I would see the highlights and make a comment on it. But the big thing is that they lost in the shutout. And the Wings, this is only, what, the second game of the season? And I really love the way these reporters, you know, why they can't convert in a shootout loss, you know, talking shit about them. But at the end of the day, I mean, our damn goalie did stop like 35 fucking goals, you know, shots on goal. That's a hell of a lot of damn shots on goal to save. And, you know, it's the first loss. It's not like we're in the fucking playoffs. We're not the damn these are not the Tigers, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I can't even gripe about it. I think that because there's so much shit going on, I guess, you know, the Lions are on, I guess, what you would call somewhat of a winning streak. I'm hearing people still say the Lions still suck. Okay, but what is it there, 4-1 or 4-2? I mean, that's not bad considering they've been 0-6 at the start of the season.
Boy.
You know, so maybe I'm just like devil's advocate on this. I'm just like, you know, okay, can we come up with something? You know, Michigan sports right now, I think between Dombrowski, which is the general manager for the Tigers, basically
mm-hmm. –
sticking his foot in his mouth by saying he's bringing Nathan back as a closer next year, like he did such a fabulous fucking job this year in the short time we had him. You know, that shit right there was just like, really? You know, I'm like, okay, what else can you say, stupid? You know, he gave all these reasons why the fucking damn Tigers got shut out. Okay, this is not motherfucking basketball. They got shut out with different motherfucking pitchers on the damn mound. You know, they got swept. They got swept.
Yeah.
Call it the way it is. They choked when they got to the damn playoff.
Yeah, they didn't show up, basically.
You know, the bullshit of saying Nathan will be the closer, you know, I'm like, no, I'm not feeling that, you know. Maybe he can show me something different, but – Dombrowski needs to fucking go. The damn general manager, you know, for his dumbass comments, he just needs to go. Then we got U of M motherfucking sports. First of all, they've had the shittiest start of a season that they've had ever. Everybody knows I'm not a college football fan unless it's Eastern Michigan University. I stand by that. But when you hear stupid-ass fucking comments come out in the media, you have to respond to them. First of all, they want the athletic director fired. I forget his name. And they want Hoax fired, the coach. And basically, this is stemming over them putting the young man back in the game who had a concussion a couple of weeks ago or I can't remember. But he did not know he had a concussion, and I guess there was some miscommunication going on. First of all, the man is human. It happens. There's miscommunication. He's the coach. That's why he's got defensive coaches, offensive coaches, all these other fucking coaches that also are out there with him. If he didn't see it, somebody else should have saw it and said something. The fact that he didn't see it, you know, and he's saying, well, I didn't see it, you know, just because he's watching the game, you can only watch so fucking much. What is it, 16 players on the fucking field when they're playing? And don't nobody come and yell at me. I don't know how many players.
Well, it's actually 11 on each side, so that's 22 men on the field.
Okay, so you got 11 players out there. I was close, you know, at least I didn't say five. You know, but you got 11 players out there. You're watching your tight ends, your tackles, your running backs, your quarterback. You can't watch every single person on the field, okay? It's just impossible.
A lot of shit going
on. So for him to miss the hit on the quarterback, I don't, you know, it was a mistake. Oh, fire the coach. Okay, yeah, they're having a shitty season. Again, I understand U of M expects to win every fucking game. They expect to have the best, fabulous fucking seasons. I don't go to U of M. I didn't go to U of M, and even if I did, listen, Eastern Michigan's had a shitty fucking team for years, and we're not saying fire our goddamn coach. Okay? Get over it. You lose some fucking times.
Yeah,
you have shitty fucking years.
Everybody.
You know,
everybody.
So, and I understand, you know, their alumni, some of the richest fucking alumni in the world, you know, so the alumni dictate a lot. And this is why I'm not a fucking Big Ten fan. I'll be honest, this is exactly why I'm not a Big Ten fan in college, because it's no longer about the game. It's about the fucking coach is getting paid more than a fucking $1 million. Some of these students will never see $1 million. You know, so when you sit here and tell me that they've got these fucking contracts making millions of dollars as a college football coach, okay, you only have a fucking player for, what, 4-5 years max on your damn team if you're lucky. So your players are always turning over, but you're making all this fucking money and everybody expects the team to always be fabulous. Yeah, you recruit all over the fucking country and you try to get the best of the best. Who doesn't want to be the best of the best? But a handful of players out of college football go on to the pros. Let's keep it real. And then all of them don't make it big time. What's his name? The gay guy who got kicked off the team, you know, after they made the first openly gay drafted football.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Michael Sam. I didn't mean to forget. I just really did forget his name. But he almost wasn't drafted, and then he got drafted by the Rams like in the 7th round. Then he gets cut by during training camp by the Rams. He gets picked up by the Cowboys, and he's not even on their team. He's on their practice squad, which means he don't even see the light of day when it comes to game time. He's just there to practice for the real players, you know, when they play in practice during the week. As far as I know, as of right now, you know, last time I checked, he was on the practice squad for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys. Anyway.
But either way, look at it. So what is he making, maybe $80,000 a year if he's lucky?
If lucky. Yeah, I was just about to say if lucky.
If he's lucky.
So if he's lucky.
Let's keep it real. It's not like that going to the pros means that, I mean, baseball and basketball are different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, unless you are Mike Vick or Reggie Bush or a Megatron or a Ndamukong Suh, you know, or what's the two brothers that play football who played each other in the Super Bowl?
That's the head coaches, you mean, right?
I know the coaches, but they used to play.
Jim Harbaugh and I forgot the other Harbaugh, but he's the other one, the head coach of the Ravens, and Jim Harbaugh is the coach of the 49ers. He used to be called Captain Comeback. Yeah, I remember him.
But you do have players that are you know, every now and then you'll get players who, because you do have some brothers that play pro football who are coaches.
Oh, of course. Look at Tiki Barber and his brother. You know, Tiki Barber was a running back for the Giants, and his brother was a corner or a safety for the Buccaneers. So they were twins, too.
That's a rarity.
Yes, definitely.
And again, you're talking less than 10% of college football players actually make it to the NFL. A lot of times when these players make it to the NFL, the ones who are really good, we actually don't hear about in college. Think about it. Because a lot of times they're walk-ons who have, for whatever reason, not made it through the regular way, and they come as a walk-on, and a lot of people don't know that they have these tryouts that they don't publicize that these players who are really true athletes do know about. And they're going around the country trying to get on these teams, and that's how a lot of them are getting on these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Your good players are not coming from really the college ranks, you know, and people
it's
are saying, Reed, you don't know what you're
point.
Talking about, but I know exactly what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know. So for all you motherfuckers who out there love to say, well, I don't know sports, listen to me. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Your really good players are not coming from fucking college. I'm sorry. You
mm-hmm.
know, a lot of your damn good players are coming as walk-ons.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about, what's his name? I can't believe I forgot his name, but he was a big-time quarterback for the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf. I forgot his name, but he used to play for the XFL when that was around, and he was bagging groceries. I can't believe I forgot his name, but he became, you know, MVP of the league 1 year, St. Louis Rams. Went to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl against the Titans, and then they lost the Super Bowl against the Patriots. I can't believe I got his freaking name. But he's one of those players that he wasn't drafted. You know, he just basically got a break, and like a lot of other players. Like, unfortunately, which I'll talk about later, look at Victor Cruz. You know, he wasn't like a big-time draft pick or anything. You know, he made the most of it once he had an opportunity. There's certain players that have to just get a break. Like, look, perfect example is Tom Brady, where he was, and you should know, because even though you hate Michigan Wolverines, he was the third string, if I'm not mistaken, a third or fourth string quarterback for the Wolverines. He didn't even play a game, for what I know. He didn't even start, for what I know. And because of Bledsoe getting hurt, Patriots, he got his shot. Thanks to the Jets when that happened, and the rest is history. And he was like, almost, he was a seventh-round pick or something like that. It's not always the top pick that's, you know, no-brainer. Sometimes it is. It's very rare. But most of the time, in all sports, if you think about it, Jerry Rice, if I'm not mistaken, he wasn't way up there. And he's considered the greatest receiver. Well, to me, he is the greatest receiver I've ever saw in my life.
Okay, let's look at, you know, let's go really old school.
Mm-hmm.
Spud Webb.
Come on now. Spud Webb, the Hawks.
Height at all, you know, 5'7", 5'8".
You probably around my height, yeah.
Don't get drafted.
No.
You know, but he was one of the best fucking players out there.
That's why.
You know, when you mentioned the Robert, you know, the general, Mr. Robert, the admiral, Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson.
You know, remember, he came from the Navy.
Navy Academy,
you know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he came straight from the Academy over to the pros.
Yep.
And these are the things that, you know, people don't look at, that, you know, they make a hype out of the college athletes, but at the end of the day, where are they really at? You know, how many of them are really, really making a good living? And let's switch from sports over to music. You know who makes more money now than they ever did as a musician?
Who's that?
Vanilla Ice.
Wow, really?
Real estate mogul.
Wow.
Vanilla Ice makes all his money in real estate. He took the money from Ice Baby and invested in real estate. And he actually has his own show on the DIY network. Do it yourself.
Okay.
DIY.
Yeah, I think it's affiliated with Discovery, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
It's DIY because I watch it because they do a lot of, you know, homework, you know, home repair work. But he has a show.
Okay.
The Vanilla Ice Project.
Okay.
And he rehabs homes. He flips homes, but he rehabs them and sells them.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole thing is that this is a musician who, you know, he was a one-hit wonder.
Yes.
He's still making nice money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has his own show on DIY, And he even talked about it, you know, when people, even after he had that, he was like, oh, I invest my money in real estate. And people was like, oh, you're crazy. Well, guess what? He still gets cameos in films, you know, like with Sandler when he was in the one, That's My Boy or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
when Sandler, you know, kind of did a pair. They kind of actually made a joke of the teacher and the boy who, the young man who got his teacher pregnant.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know that movie I'm talking about. But
yeah, I think
where
so.
She was in prison. They kind of made a fun part out of it and, you know, kind of made it funny. And Vanilla Ice was in there talking, you know, as his best friend and saying himself, like, you know, and then Vanilla Ice banging the damn grandmama, talking about, yeah, I fucked your grandmama, you know. And we're talking about real grandma. We're talking about old grandma. We ain't talking about 46-year-old grandmama. We're talking about 70-year-old grandmama. And she's like, yeah. But, you know, Adam Sandler liked older women. You know, that's why he was still waiting on the teacher to get out of prison. They had a son with her and raised the son and had a damn tattoo put on the son's back because he was a stupid-ass teenager. So, you know, teenage parent. But, you know, stuff like that where we talk about the pro athletes, you know. So I'm like, getting back to what I was talking about, Michigan fucking fans, get over it. Either they're going to have a good season or they're going to have a shitty season. At the end of the day, is it firing the coach and the athletic director, is that going to change the way the fucking team plays? Because
no.
At the end of the day, the players are the ones who are out there fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could fire this coach and bring in another one. True enough, your team is only as good as your coach, but this is the first time he's had a shitty season since he's been there? Come on now. And this is what, we're 3 or 4 games in. True enough, they're shitty-ass games. They didn't got their ass kicked. But you can't win them all. I mean,
no.
Look, the Pistons motherfucking suck. You know,
mm-hmm.
One day they'll come back.
Maybe.
Know? One day.
Maybe.
But, I mean, look, the Tigers had a shitty fucking year. They didn't go to the damn World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's saying, okay, what's going to happen? You know, it's like, okay, come back, start this shit over next year and get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are stupid comments coming from the damn general manager? Yes. His fucking dumbass comment about Nathan and the closer. Dumb.
Yeah, no.
No. The damn press talking about the shitty game that the Red Wings had last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the one thing nobody's fucking talking about is the damn Lions fucking winning. You know, and I'm sorry, our fucking kicker, and I'm going to talk about this because this is my fucking pet peeve. You know, if we don't find a motherfucking kicker, I'm telling you what we need to do is get us a soccer player.
Hey, you've been saying that.
People don't listen to me. I bet my son, with no fucking practice, could kick a fucking field goal better than they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because soccer players have strength in all their legs. That's all they do is kick the
mm-hmm.
ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do. I don't care what you got to do. You got to learn how to kick that damn ball on goal.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I say you go find you a pro soccer player. Go get bet. Go get Beckham. I mean, shit. What the fuck he doing right now? Didn't he retire semi? You know, fucking go get Beckham. Hell. All he need to do is kick the damn ball. I'm sure he can kick the ball.
Go get Beckham. What the fuck is he doing? That's funny.
You know, or go to one of these colleges. I mean, shit, y'all go to college for every fucking thing else. Go find you a college soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like they're being drafted into the fucking damn, you know, anything famous.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they have to be part of, you know, and soccer is one of the few sports that there's no draft. You know how you get on the fucking teams? By
How's
playing
that?
All high school and being on the damn travel teams and being on the teams in college and trying out. That's why most of our good U.S. soccer players don't even fucking play for this country. They play for other countries.
Mm. That's true.
I mean, and it's not like we don't have good soccer players. But the whole thing is that if you ever wonder why, and I'm in the soccer, so I can say this, but if you look at it, every city or every state you go to, you'll hear GP United, SoFi United. If you look at the names of the teams overseas, you'll hear UK United. Don't ask me what the fuck United is, but it's like all the teams got United or something in them.
Yeah, some shit, yeah.
You know. And with that, go get you a soccer player, because you don't hear about fucking soccer players being broke, now do you?
No.
The ones who go pro, you don't hear about the motherfuckers being broke.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, your good basketball players don't even fucking really play for the damn NBA. They play overseas. Our U.S. players, I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
They don't get drafted by the NBA.
No.
They go play for Brazil and Italy and places like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They don't play here.
No. Well, they're very good players. You got Dirk Nowitzki. You got Ginobili. You have even Tony Kukoc when he was on the Bulls. I mean, you got all these foreign players that, they came from overseas and weren't really drafted. Maybe some of them were, but not, you know, not that high up there or whatever. They weren't really thought out like, oh, wow, this is really going to be a can't-miss type of guy. And they turned out to be very good, very good players. Very, very good.
What's the guy that does all the Chinese player? He's the really tall one.
What, Yao Ming? Yeah, with the Rockets. Yeah, he's been retired for a while. For a few years.
But look at it. He wasn't drafted.
Yeah, China.
You know, first of all, we lucky that China let his ass leave the fucking country.
Yeah, So you know there was money put underneath the table in a brown paper bag for that one.
You know it was. You know there was some sort of chasing
going on. Okay, no problem. We let him go.
But you give us this.
But you give us another part of the U.S. that we own to add a collection. Okay, deal. Yeah. What else do they own in this fucking country?
California. Yeah. Take the rest of fucking California.
We give you California for Yao Ming. Deal.
And I know everybody's like, really, you two are just making racist comments. We're
no,
just,
it's not
come
racist.
On. We are China's bitch, okay? Call us where it is. The United States is China's bitch.
Let's wake up, everybody.
You know, think about it. Haven't you wondered why that's such a fucking communist country, but we don't go fucking with them like we do with Russia?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never heard us saying we going to kick China's ass, now have you?
Nope.
Because they own us. We are their bitch.
They're helping with the debt.
No,
that's their
shit.
Bank.
You know.
United States of China.
Listen, but I can say I'm changing the subject a little bit. Russia better fucking watch it, because I think somebody going to bomb their fucking ass. They can get their ass. Between ISIS in the Middle East and ISIS is going to realize in another 6 months that don't fuck with the damn oil that the U.S. trying to get. This, you know, again, I got to get my little political high horse.
Mm-hmm.
This shit, again, boils down to being about oil. Why the fuck are we up in another damn country's business? You know what? If they want to kill each other, you know what? I'm going to say this, and people are going to say how wrong I am. But every day, black people kill each other in this country. You don't hear people having an uproar. Oh, they're killing each other. Okay, every single city, be it big or small, black people are killing each other every single day, and you don't see the U.S. having an uproar about black people killing each other. Now, when a white person kills another white person, then there's a problem. But when black people are killing black people in the United States of America, there's not a problem.
Yeah, right.
But yet and still, when you got another country killing their own for what they're calling religious purposes, which I don't agree with that, but we want to convert them, not really because we want to convert them, but because we want their oil. We need to worry about what's going on at home.
Of course.
You know.
That's the problem.
But instead, we worried about what's going on over there.
As always.
You know, if they want to commit genocide on their own people, we went over there, we got rid of their fucking leader who hadn't done shit. You know, we killed him. All over because he threatened to kill somebody's daddy or tried to kill somebody's daddy. You know, we got rid of somebody who we really didn't have no problem with. When he went into Kuwait, we went over there and kicked his ass and said, "Bad Saddam, don't fuck with Kuwait." Right?
You're right.
Next thing you know, 9/11 happens.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going after the person who actually fucking caused the shit, which it took the black president to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my question is how, I'm going to ask this, and then we're going to go back to sports. How'd the brother find the man hid in the desert, but the white man couldn't find him? They could find every damn thing else.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious. You know, our black person who ain't getting credit for nothing, but he went and killed the person who caused 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's still our white president was too busy looking for Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, weapons of mass destruction.
Because he threatened, he tried to kill my daddy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't finish the job, that's another thing.
Let's see. Tried to kill my daddy or killed 3,000 U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. Let's weigh this out.
And use more of your own people to help your daddy get this guy.
Let's see.
More people die.
And guess what? Nobody died when we actually went and got the motherfucker. And I can't remember his name, and that's bad. That's how relevant he is.
You're talking about Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why I forget his name a lot. Because remember when they kept trying to associate the president with him?
Yeah, because his middle name.
Yeah.
It's Hussein or some shit.
Yeah. So, with that, we got the black president got bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
No U.S. troops were hurt when they went and got him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they get him at his house?
Yeah, whatever he was hiding at, yeah.
No mm-hmm. U.S. troops was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Went in, blew his ass away, fucking pull him out. And you know what? This person did what no other person would do. Nobody knows where the fuck his body is at.
Mm-hmm.
Buried his ass at sea.
Or wherever.
You will not be mocked making him a martyr.
Nope.
No, they put him in a torpedo tube and shot him out. They did.
Bye.
But they just didn't disclose where they did it at, and the people who did it are not allowed to say where they did it, which you'll never find. He's probably been ate up 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. You know, there's some shark that ate very well that day.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but.
Like you think so.
Well, I mean, but the whole thing, they verified that they did the DNA, and then they disposed of him. And think about it. He's not buried nowhere where people can go and say, oh, bin Laden, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's building a shrine to him because there's no place to build a shrine.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, let's see. He's gone, and we really don't talk about him no more. Think about it.
Nope.
Nobody's giving this person credit for doing that. The person who caused 9/11. The person who killed 3,000 innocent U.S. citizens on U.S. soil.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
This man killed over 3,000 innocent people on our turf.
Mm-hmm.
But we going after Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's still President Obama found bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. My.
Hmm.
Yeah, because it's more about they don't really give a crap about the citizens of this country. It's about their own agenda, what they really care about.
So, back to sports.
Yes.
You know, that's my pet peeve with my sports this week. I mean, I'm pissed off at the Detroit broadcasters, basically, I guess you could tell. Because, I mean, the Lions... they fucking won. You know, let's talk about our fucking kicker, Prater. You
okay.
know, he sucked.
He sucked.
I'm not giving him credit for a fucking thing other than he made one field goal out of three, okay? So,
damn. That's not good.
Hey, last week our fucking kicker didn't make no field goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that player had been with the team. Think about it. Prater came out of being in suspension. Let's give the facts on the new kicker. Mm-hmm. He was suspended from, what is it, the Broncos?
Mm-hmm.
He, for a DUI, he was brought back off of suspension and fired. As soon as he got fired, the Lions picked him up. I don't know how long his suspension was, but remember when NFL players or any player in pro sports are suspended, they can't do anything with their team. So I doubt if he couldn't do anything with the team if he was doing anything when he was sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you're talking what? I think it was a 3 or 4 game suspension. So that's mm-hmm. a month of not working and not doing what you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You had basically 4 days to prepare as the new kicker for the Lions. Did you suck? Yes, you did. Hopefully this week your ass got a lot of damn practice in. But the fact that we won the game, no Megatron, no Reggie Bush, that says a fucking lot for the Lions right there to me. Says a mm-hmm. whole lot. And nobody is giving them credit for our two key running backs were not in the game at all. No, they were both on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Reggie Bush is supposed to be back this week.
Okay.
Megatron, we still don't know if he's coming back. We're hoping that he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we won the game without two of our key players, and the game should have been, you know, should have been more than what we won by, but I'll take it. A win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And the way I look at it, the Vikings didn't bring their game either, but at least we won.
Yeah, well, I guess considering their injuries and stuff, you know, I guess they figured even though they had those injuries, they should have won by more. But considering with their two major key injuries were Reggie Bush and Megatron, it's actually a win's a win anyway, so it doesn't matter. You know, luckily,
and then like I said, you brought in Prater, who basically mm-hmm. hadn't played in damn near a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the kicker, true enough, they say, well, a kicker, I'm sorry. If a kicker is like any other player, practice makes perfect, and if you only have 4 days to practice, that's not enough practice.
Because
mm-hmm. he came up off suspension and was immediately let go. You know. And he's supposed to be the best in the league, so we'll see. This week, he really gets to prove his, you know, if he's worth it, or he'll be fired too, you know. The one thing I could say, the Lions is doing something they did not do in the past. If you ain't doing your fucking job, you gone. Look, we done got rid of two kickers so far. We're on kicker number 3.
Wow. In the same year, freaking week 7.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but wow. Think about it. In the past, the Lions would just hold on to people. They'll get better. No, you fucking missed 3 fucking field goals. Your ass got to go get, boom. You out the door next.
No. We ain't wasting time. Sure it is.
So you got to give the Lions credit for that, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Prater sure. has another week to prove himself. And like I said, I don't normally give players the benefit of the doubt, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt for the simple fact that, you know, he came off a suspension. You know, he probably came off the suspension. I'm sure that if he has a wife, I don't know his personal life, but if he has a wife, I'm sure he was getting all the fucking he could get in, you know, because, you know, can't have sex before the game. Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big proponent. I'm the one person who tell everybody don't have sex. It drains you.
No, everybody's saying, well, that sounds contradicting, Ms. V, and you all about that.
But when we talking about the ass, Ms. V, sports,
that's a little different.
Don't fucking get laid before the game.
Yeah, after
my
the game, yeah.
My game. My recommendation is 40. Now, most people say 24 hours. My thing is 4. I say 48 hours prior to the game, don't get none.
Yeah, that's the extra day. Yeah.
I say 48 hours because, see, everybody don't know how to time. We're not going to say that pro athletes are the most brilliant people.
No.
You know. So,
with
that.
Some of them are smart, though. It's not all of them are dumb. There's some that you know, they
okay.
do.
Okay, but when it comes down to time, let's
mm-hmm.
pro athletes are not brilliant when it comes down to time.
Mm-hmm.
Most men are not brilliant when it comes down to time. Shit, you ain't even got to be a pro athlete. Because,
mm-hmm.
see, you have to tell them, you can't even say 40 hours, you got to say 2 days. Because, see, if you say one day before,
okay.
they talk about noon the day before about having sex and shit. Well, you know, the game ain't in until 5 p.m. tomorrow night. No, bitch, no. 2 days before. That's when I say you men are not brilliant. Because, see, y'all sit there and take that one day before and say, well, the game don't start till 7 o'clock. Let's get laid at noon because it's 24 hours at fucking 7 o'clock that night. No. 2 days. You know I'm right, don't you?
Well, yeah, you have to be smart about it. I mean, Jeter found a way to do it.
You're a man. If you knew that your game started at 7 o'clock the evening the next day and it was 10 o'clock in the morning the day before, your ass would get laid because 24 hours don't start until 7 o'clock that next night, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're one of those extraordinary talents like maybe like a Mickey Mantle or Babe Ruth where it didn't matter. They were getting laid every night and getting drunk and still hit home runs.
Okay, but that was back in the day. And they were the exception. They were not the norm.
But that's something that's, I think that's what makes them even more mythical, like more legendary, because they did all this, and this was, they didn't do, you know, HGH
and
all this stuff.
And they weren't hiding it. This wasn't the, we hiding it. This was, everybody know how these players were. You know, this was all public knowledge.
Back then, it wasn't no big deal about it. Now it'd be a huge deal. Like back then, and plus most of the reporters, if they liked the player, they wouldn't go out and do that. And plus
they were hooking them up.
Yeah, and plus, yeah, that's another thing, too. They were hooking them up with whores or booze, whatever, too. And another thing was that wasn't the type of journalism like it is now. Now it's like
it's
National
criticism.
Choir.
It's not journalism. It's
See?
Criticism.
And it's funny how back in the day, not even 20 years ago, a regular media would laugh at National Choir. Now the media is like the National Choir. It's funny how shit changed. You know? Like, oh, that's National Choir. We would never do that. Now you go on newspapers and regular news TV. It's all about what you see. Kim Kardashian. You see, you know, now it's all the fucking entertainment, you know, more than news. Oh, and by the way, 10 people died, you know.
Yeah, you tossed that in there. But, you know, Kim Kardashian's dress flew up or somebody took a picture of her, you know.
Oh, my God.
First of all, she's a whore, so, I mean... Yeah, I said it. She's just a married whore now. A whore is a whore is a whore.
You're funny.
Hey, once a hoe, always a hoe. What's Kanye's song? I want to say she a gold digger.
Man, she won't go with no broke, you know who.
Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to say she a gold digger, but you won't see her with no broke.
By the way, I saw something very interesting. Good old Michael Jordan, who I admire and respect, he throws shade at LeBron James for complaining about 82-game season. Now, anybody that goes against LeBron James, of course, I am a fan of, so...
Well, you know what? First of all, let's give Jordan his props. He left the game with grace. And come on, he is Jordan. You know, nobody has that fucking hook. I mean, think about it. Everybody else got their own shoe. But who can actually say that it's fucking 30 years later, and when you see that damn Jordan logo, which he got the fucking padding on, you know those are Jordans. What the fuck LeBron got the padding on? His name?
Yeah, but guess what? He's working... for Nike, which Jordan practically owns.
Pretty, but that's what I'm saying, you know.
And it's funny. I mean, the man, the only mistake Jordan made, this is the only thing he ever, the very rare mistake he ever made as a player was that when he came back the third time. I wasn't surprised the second time, you know, the first time, because I knew he was going to come back. He had to just, hung low. Well, it was a couple of reasons. Obviously, because his father getting killed. And another reason why, I think it had a lot to do with the gambling situation. And he had to hit low a little bit until that died down. Mm-hmm. And then he came back. But I wasn't surprised he came back. And I was happy he came back because it made the game better like it was before. And then he left in 98. He made the final shot in the finals. And that's how he should have left it. He should have left it that way. But then because of the divorce... That's why he came back, and he went to the Wizards. And then I saw him on the Wizards, and I go, this is not the same man that I saw.
Because his fire wasn't there, but the whole thing is that, you know, but it's still Jordan, you know.
Oh, of course.
And,
I mean,
no, but what
name
I'm saying,
alone,
you know, for LeBron,
you know?
To, you know, for all these other players, we got to give props for their Urdu, you know. And Jordan has that logo that nobody can imitate. It's going to always be his. You know, nobody else has logo. Yeah, you might have the LeBron James Nikes, but, you know, you got the Air Jordans, you know.
And
when you
hear
Air Jordan, you know it's Nike. You know, that's not on Adidas, that's on nothing else, you know. And he never jumped ship from Nike.
Nope.
You know, he never jumped ship.
Mm-hmm.
When he got that damn Nike endorsement, I'm pretty sure he still got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're still making Jordans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that a lot of people should remember is that even though when you see these other players like Carmelo having a shoe, and let's say who's the other one? CP3, Chris Paul have a shoe, but guess what's under? Jumpman. Who owns Jumpman? Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
So, you know, the man is still a man, and he always will
And the
be.
Whole thing, like, when you hear Nike Air, where do you think the Nike Airs come from?
Excuse me, Michael Air Jordan, his nickname, which it first came out when he was coming up. Michael Air Jordan. Yes. So.
But that's the whole thing that a lot of people, you know, because what is it? Now, correct me because I'm not a gym shoe fan. So for those of y'all who are listening, correct me if I'm wrong. What is the new Nike that comes out every year, every 2 years? Is it the Nike Airs to come out? What's the new ones to come out? They come out like every 2 years.
Well, the thing is, there's different types of Jordans, believe it or not. There's the real Jordan. Well, first of all, the Jordans nowadays, I wouldn't even go near because, I mean, to spend close to $300, I can't fathom. I don't care how much money I have. I can't see myself putting C-notes for a freaking pair of sneakers, and I'm sorry, that would never happen. Even back in the day when I got
my
Jordan 100 was ridiculous.
But you know what, a lot of people who are getting those are collectors, and that's what I found out.
And that's a big thing. No, you're right, that is a big thing. You know, matter of fact, one of our guests that we've had on this show, and on my show, Leighton Benton, she loves to collect Jordans. She has a whole shitload of those. So it's a big thing. That's like a, you know, it is a big thing. There's all different types of Jordans. I got like two pairs as I speak that I wear every now and then. I got old black ones. I forgot what this ones are.
I have none at all. And people, now they probably say, how do you not? But, okay, let's get something clear. If anybody want to know what my favorite gym shoe is.
What's that?
You can laugh.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Swift.
Well, that's been around. Well, K-Swiss, that's an old school sneaker that's been around for a long time.
K-Swiss.
Yeah, K-Swiss, and it's still around, and that's been around from way back in the day. You know, a lot of people, I remember back in the days, like, not that I wore, but British Knights. I remember, like, British
the
Knights.
The BK.
Yeah, remember, yeah, see, British Knights. Just like you said, what you just said. And what's the other ones? There was a lot of different. I remember when Larry Holmes used to wear ponies. And that was a big thing, ponies. Remember ponies?
Yep, and the Pumas.
I love Pumas. But I would still wear Pumas. To be honest with you, I would still wear Pumas. If I put my old school fat laces on them, I would do that.
Well, we got, guess who's getting ready to join the conversation?
And the winner is...
That's a pig!
It's Greg, the winner. Come on down. From Oklahoma.
Hello, James. Hello, Miss V.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
It's been a busy week.
Yeah, I could tell.
I know y'all had storms down there. I saw the pictures on my son's window. They had some storms on Monday.
Bird? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Your son's in Oklahoma. I keep forgetting your son's in Oklahoma. That's right.
Yeah, we had the backside of a tropical storm, something.
Mm.
Sunday night, the front part moved through. We had, definitely good storms, lightning, the whole nine. Then Monday, it just rained and rained because of the back half of it, coming through.
Mm.
And, yeah, we got lots and lots of rain.
Yeah, I think that shit spread throughout the country because that went through everywhere.
Yeah, because we got it here, too. We got it Monday evening, and we got it last night. Because yesterday was nice. I was like, oh, I could have left the dogs outside. And I woke up this morning. I'm like, oh, fuck, where'd that damn rain come from?
Yeah. Well, you know, skunk.
I mean, we actually had, I mean, for the whole year, a very light season for tornadoes.
Good.
It's good because they're in the south and the north and all over, but not here. Well, next year might be pretty bad.
It might come back with a vengeance, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had tornadoes. The closest one to my house was back in, when was it? 09, 010, maybe.
Okay.
And it was a mile and a half away from me.
Wow, that's damn close.
And
wow.
The one that hit more, what, last year?
Yeah.
The F5 grinder. The next day, I wasn't picking up big pieces of debris, but I did have insulation in my yard from that tornado.
Wow.
So I got a feeling when the South actually gets tornadoes bad, the following year we're going to get hit
big,
maybe hard. If not, at least another year.
All I can say is, damn, damn, damn.
Yeah. Not good.
But, you know, it's, you know, hey, my favorite chew, fuck me.
Oh, speaking of you and everything else, what size did you say?
Double X on the shirt.
Okay. I thought it was a double X. I wasn't sure.
Double X for Oklahoma.
I'm going to try to get that out next week. You didn't hear when I was apologizing on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday was, well, yeah, it was a late night.
Yeah, I figured
when you did call it. It wasn't on Twitter. It wasn't on nothing. It was work.
It was just work.
I mean, we set up today for a car show and swap meet about 60 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a long day.
Good.
And also, I think you guys might have missed two brothers that are actually playing in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Howie Long?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
His two sons are playing on two different teams.
That's true.
And they faced each other last year, I think, for the first time.
Oh, yeah? Is one of them still on the Patriots?
Possibly. I don't remember what teams they were playing for at the time. They had a big deal on Fox. Because they, you know, Howie wasn't in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
He was down there with his wife, and they were spectators.
Mm. Wow. Well, that's even a bigger rarity as itself. Let alone the father being a former NFL player to have not one but two of your sons playing the NFL.
That's a remarkable
feat.
And I'm wanting to say both of them actually played defense.
Yeah. This one's better than that.
So,
no doubt about it. So now we want to hit people. We want to be the ones that hit people. We want to hit the receivers. We don't want to be the tight ends. You know, that's interesting. So, a lot of interesting things. Before I go on to this Michael Jordan thing. The NBA is doing something stupid this Sunday, and
what else is new?
I don't understand. And if anybody doesn't know, right, this Sunday, you know, it's still exhibition time. So the Nets and the Celtics, they're gonna have an exhibition game this Sunday, and the NBA got together to have this little experiment they want to do. Now, what's this experiment, you're asking, ladies and gentlemen? Well, what they want to do, as we all know, an NBA game is 48 minutes, which is 12 minutes a quarter. What these geniuses want to do is to experiment and make it a 44-minute game during this exhibition game to see how it goes. So, in other words, each quarter will be 11 minutes. Now, let me
have they lost their fucking mind?
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you really think 4 minutes out of a game is going to make a real big fucking difference? And don't tell me when you add it all up, the 82 games and all this other stuff, that it's going to matter, because it's ridiculous. If they change this permanently, it would be so stupid. And then everything that happened in the past will be I don't know, obsolete almost. It's like, well, now we're playing a 44-minute game. Like, really? You really going to cut it down to four minutes less? Like, serious? And then, you know, because you know what they're going to say. Well, you add up all the 82 games, and you combine that with, you know, 4 minutes each game, less they play, that means the players will be more healthier and this, that, and that. Shut up. These are multi-million-dollar enterprises here. They're their own brands, most of these guys, okay? Unlike any other sport, they're the team. The main players themselves, they're more valuable than the team itself. So, what does it matter? You know, if you do what you got to do, it's fine. You know, this is over-the-top bullshit is ridiculous. So let me guess, the 4 extra minutes, what are you going to use that for? Wow, let me guess, commercials, which equals what? More money. Oh, what a shock this is. Really? This is ridiculous. That would be so stupid. It would be so stupid if they do that. 1 or 4 minutes less. A minute less each quarter. Like, really? Wow. Wow, 1 minute less. Oh, wow, you know, because the game is so long, right? The game goes by fast any fucking way. Now, baseball's different. I can understand why they're experimenting in the Arizona Fall League. I can understand why they put in certain rules. That's understandable. That makes sense. You know, have the batter stay in the batter's box, a time limit for the change of pitcher, or a limited amount of mound visits during a game. I like that. That's different. That's totally different, because that's a game that's the oldest American sport in this country. So it needs to be changed up a little bit, especially with the ADD going on in this country. We need that. But basketball, leave this shit alone. Just like with football, the same dumb shit. Oh, we want to get rid of the kickoff, which is, by the way, one of the most exciting things that happen in football, because you never know if the guy's going to run it back for a touchdown. But no, oh, he might get hurt. Oh, no, let's put the ball on the 20-yard line to start the game. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. You want to cut the balls more off this game as we go along? Like, seriously? And all because of lawyers and all these bullshit lawsuits with the fucking concussions, which, by the way...
Okay, my thing is that... Now, I'm sorry, I got to interrupt you. Now, first of all, last time I checked, football players, grown-ass men.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, last time I checked, didn't they get in the sport to hit motherfuckers hard?
Mm-hmm.
And
check.
If you get hit hard, you take a chance of getting a concussion.
Yes, and fourth,
so all
you know what
sudden,
you're getting into.
This is a fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
This
you
has been going on for
into.
How many damn years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
And by the way, certain people who get certain concussions, it affects them differently. Whether they have to put, they make it sound like concussions are the reasons why some of these players go kill themselves, or they have the dementia, or this, that, and the third. A lot of it has to do with what they put in their body. Let's not forget that, with the steroids or whatever the fuck else they put in. And, let's not forget, maybe it's genetics, too, involved, because, unfortunately, we've had high school kids who have died because of concussion, but it's not because of the impact itself. You understand?
Because
if that was
other,
the case,
okay,
we'd all be dead motherfuckers here.
I won't say a name because this person doesn't know I have a radio show, but I know an individual right now. It's a young lady who has a concussion. She's a hockey player.
Oh, okay.
And she's in high school. I know her parents. Now, the whole thing is that now she's having repercussions from a concussion, but guess what? Mm. She didn't even get her concussion playing hockey.
Uh-huh. That's another good point, too.
And the point I'm getting at is that they, you know, I understand what they're saying about playing football, but a concussion, do you know how easy, I know somebody who got a concussion this past year. You know how they got the concussion? They were shoveling snow, slipped, and fell. They didn't know they had a concussion for a month. until they start having more symptoms.
Mm.
Therefore, you know, but everybody reacts different. Some people get a concussion and
exactly.
have no symptoms at all.
Exactly. That's
Others
my point.
Others get a concussion mm-hmm. and immediately their equilibrium and everything is off. It
mm-hmm.
really varies on the individual, but you can't blame getting hit hard in football. You know, I remember my son playing high school football, and my son is only 25, and I never worried about him getting a concussion. I mean, true enough, he's a little fast-ass motherfucker anyway, you know. He'll probably kill somebody before he get a concussion. But, you know, I remember watching these kids bang each other, I mean, like banging their heads together with their helmets.
The helmet, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now, true enough, they switch out their helmets. He went to private school, so they did get new helmets, you know, like every year or every other year. But
mm-hmm.
my whole thing is that, okay, you're watching boys get out there and bang each other's head with the helmets. You know, heads in the helmet, whatever little fucking ritual they were doing before the game or during the game. I don't know how many times I saw motherfucking boys hit each other, you know, go bang each other in the head with a helmet. You know, and I watched my son do it. I never worried about if he was going to get hurt. It didn't look like it was hurting him. Now, maybe somebody else that did hurt. But it's part of, I mean, it's a contact sport, and I am a football fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you make it too much of a pussy-ass sport, you might as well change it from football to powder puff football and just put fucking flags on and not tackle nobody.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Go back playing fucking flag football. I'm sorry, but this bullshit. You know, and I'm going to call bullshit on it. You know, everybody wants to stop this and stop that. Okay. If that's the case, what are you going to say about basketball players who slip and fall from all the motherfucking sweat on the basketball court? They get a concussion. Now you can't fucking play basketball because you get a concussion. You can't play soccer because you get a concussion. Come on now. Every sport has the ramifications of getting a fucking concussion. Baseball players can get concussions. I mean, it ain't like
yeah.
they the damn safest players because
mm-hmm.
if you slide, you go head first into one of these damn bases and take out another player, guess what? You might get a fucking concussion.
Or you hit the wall or something.
Yep. So I'm sorry, I'm calling bullshit on all of it, and I think that the attorneys need to get out there and grow a motherfucking pair of balls and start playing the goddamn game they own fucking self. That's just my opinion. You know,
that's one of the main reasons. It's all because of these lawsuits and all that, and that's why, because they don't give a fuck about the players.
Okay, you know what?
It's a
cattle
to them anyway.
Well,
be honest.
Okay, Muhammad Ali has Parkinson's disease right now.
Yeah, for
and,
the greatest.
And but the whole thing, now, look at how many punches do boxers take to the head?
A lot.
Now, I know they're saying part of his Parkinson's is being attributed to boxing. But last time I checked, boxers are still boxing. I mean, shit, they're still kicking ass out there. And now you got, was it the UFC, where they don't even have gloves on in that.
You got knees
you
to
know,
the head, fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking tap out type moves and shit.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, even though Ali's got Parkinson's, you got to look too. Also, add Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Has the same disease.
Yeah, that's a magic.
And he was a boxer. He was an actor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes. I was like, okay, well, you can't blame it on boxing.
No.
But, I mean, that's the whole thing, you know. Everything is out there. But, you know, we're down to our last minute, and we're going to actually end on time tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get some fucking sleep tonight.
Oh, wow, okay. So you motherfuckers get the fuck out. That's what you basically say. In 2 minutes, 2 minute warning, motherfuckers, and we are out.
Hey, James, it's
yes,
time
sir.
For me and you to tell Miss V.
Happy Halloween. Well, it's not there yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah,
no, but normally we talk, and I just, if I don't get some sleep, this is one of the reasons why I've been apologizing to everybody, because I'm not getting sleep. And then I'm wanting to sleep later.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have heard, Greg. It was like this, I apologize. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was last week, right?
Yeah,
it's like, hey, I was already in bed and asleep, and now before you guys went on.
Wow, you were then. You were really fucking tired. You used to do that shit. That means you weren't tired. You were exhausted.
I was gone.
Yeah, I gotta be really fucking exhausted for me to go to bed early. Because even when I'm a little tired, I just like to stay up for the fuck of it. Because I'm a nut, you know. Miss V would tell you when she tweets out, you know, good mornings and shit. And then I say, good morning, Miss V. And I even like 30 seconds after the tweet, and she's probably like, what the fuck?
You know what? I done got used to it. You know, I just like, okay. You know what? I don't even look at my notifications in the morning. That's the whole thing.
I can tell.
I put my tweets out. You know why? Because have you seen some of my damn tweets I get?
No. What do you mean? No. What happened?
I mean, I get people tweeting me talking about, I want to have sex with you. I mean, they just
really?
Put it out there. Yeah.
I've never seen that. No.
I just be like, you know, okay.
Really?
So I have to kind of... You know, I just kind of like, you know, so if I respond to, like, all my tweets in the morning, then I don't want the person that I don't respond to feel like I'm not responding for that reason.
I see. So you don't make it obvious.
Because I'll look and I'll be like, okay.
So you don't want to make it obvious, even though you just said it right now on the air.
You know what? But I don't respond to a lot of my tweets.
No,
every
you don't.
Now and then, if I catch a tweet, I'll respond to it.
Yeah, you really don't. Yeah, you very rare. You rarely tweet and you rarely respond.
Yeah.
And like I said, but it's like some of my tweets I get. That's because the people who follow me, if I really talk to them on a regular, we'll do a lot of DMing.
Ah, okay.
And that's the one thing. People will DM me and I will communicate via my DM.
Okay.
And it's just that when it's done publicly, because you might not see all the tweets I get, but I see the tweets I get and some of the tweets that I get, and I'd be like, okay. And I cannot be rude publicly.
Gotcha.
I will not be rude publicly. You
gotcha.
Know, but I look at the tweet and I'm like, okay, I really can't respond to this. You know, because any way that I will respond to it could be misconstrued.
Yes,
and we don't know what people are thinking or how they're being taken or,
true.
You know.
Their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I might, you know, somebody say, I want to have sex with you, and I say, oh, that's nice, and it be misconstrued that I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's better, or if I say thank you, you know, I don't know what people think. And for me, it's better to not respond. You know, now, unless somebody says you're beautiful, then I'll say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to have sex with you, or I want to fuck you, or I want to eat you, or I want to lick you. Anything like that, I just don't respond to.
Mm-hmm.
I figure it's better to not respond than to try to be nice and respond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Almost an open door for do you want to stalk me?
Pretty much, and that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, and I get tweets like that. And the first time I got tweets like that, it used to really bother me, and I'd be like, oh my God, what? Why is this people doing this? And now I'm like, you know, I'm used to them.
Mm-hmm.
And my way of handling them is I just don't respond.
Mm.
Because
yep.
I don't want to take a chance that I may have a potential stalker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And that way, if I don't acknowledge a bunch of tweets, then it looks like, oh, I'm just in a list of people that I don't acknowledge. But the people like Greg would DM me, Randy would DM me. A lot of times, there's DMing going on that people don't know about. And that's how I really respond to people. Like, if people have my DM, then I'll DM, you know, even if I don't respond to a DM, they know I got it, you know, because I'll eventually respond back, or if it's just like, hey, this is me, this is my address or something, then I know who it is and I see it and it's a done deal. But,
yep.
You know, I want to do you.
It's one of those things, you know, I, you know, have respect for you and what you do, and even though I'm not in that business or by, it's just, you know, I respect that, and hey, I will support you.
And, you know, oh, I appreciate it. It's just that there are some people who don't understand. And then, I mean, look at it. Who is the young lady who was stalking the other woman who was a star? You know, you never know. You know, we used to associate stalkers with being men, obsessed with movie stars.
Yeah.
You know, but you have women who are not sexually attracted at all to anybody who, a woman who will stalk another woman. And there's no sexual attraction there whatsoever. It's just they're obsessed with this person for whatever reason.
Yep.
So, you know, I really watch how I do things publicly just because the definition of a stalker is not some man who's trying to fuck you. You know, it could be any type of form of obsession. And I try not to encourage it.
It's men, women. It stalks men, women, and everything. And that's the sad part of it. And you're right, Miss V. You've got to, you know, be careful on what you say and how you respond to certain, you know, emails, tweets, texts. I mean, all that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, and then I have the different email accounts that I monitor. You know, so I know when I have an email account that nothing but spam comes to. You know, so we kind of laugh about it and then have other ones. I have a dog who's trying to cut us off again. Some oh, he just went up underneath my desk, so he walked back from up underneath it. And I'm like, okay, let me rub you right here, because last time he walked up underneath there, we know what happened. He showed
us
all the power.
Yes, we do know what happened.
He shut it down like, no more talking for you.
Shit. Hey, shit.
But we're going to call this a night, but come back Tuesday to V's After Dark.
Yes.
And on November 4th, we got the Star Sisters, Natasha and Natalia. They're going to be talking about their new lubricant,
Pussy Juice. That was good. Pussy lube.
Pussy lube. It's so hard for me to say this out of my mouth, so I'm not trying to be funny. Okay, not for you, but I'm trying, you know.
Yeah, but that's how hetero you are. You're so straight, you can't say pussy. I can say pussy, just like I can't say dick. See? Even though I just said it, but you know what I mean.
Pussy juice lube. Okay.
Yes. Pussy juice lube. So, okay, so you were half right, I was half right.
Yeah.
Yes. And combined, we make it right.
And
that is a tongue twister.
Yeah. Pussy juice lube. Pussy juice lube.
And they're going to be on the show November 4th. That will be right before Exotica, New Jersey.
The one you're not going.
Yeah. I was reminded by their publicist, who is a good friend of the show and ours, Miss Laney.
Miss Laney, yes.
She reminded me when I asked if they could do that date, that was right before Exotica. So, you know, I have a lot of people not happy that I'm not going, but if anybody wants to fly me out there, if anybody wants to pay for me to go for one day in my hotel, I'll go, but I won't be doing the show itself.
Gotcha.
But I will accept the plane ticket. You know, get me into Newark and get my transportation from Newark to Edison. We good. As a matter of fact, y'all didn't even got to pay for me to spend the night. Just fly me in that morning and fly me back out that night.
Would that be part of the GoFund thing?
No. This will really just be somebody who wants to see me in New Jersey, okay?
Okay.
That would be part of GoFund. That would be somebody who is just really a true fan and wants to see my ass in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. So all you sugar daddies out there, you heard that? Get her ass to Edison, New Jersey.
If you want to see me in Edison on that Saturday, pay for my ticket there and back. But you have to pay for transportation from Newark to Edison and back to the airport and make sure I don't miss my flight, and I'll do the one day. And I'll even have dinner with the person who flies me out there.
Oh, hello.
Nice of you. So you're so nice. You had, you let them have an extra expense for you to have time with them. Ain't that nice?
That's
how nice of you is that?
That's it. Come on. Let's go make sugar daddy.
Yes. Or sugar mommies. Who knows? Maybe there's women out there. Yeah. I don't know. Could be both.
Hey,
you know, we can start a raffle with that. Raffle dinner with me. Fly me to the city that you're at.
Raffle dinner. Ms. V.
I need to stop.
Right.
So,
I'll look up. Actually a chaperone.
Yeah, I do need a chaperone. I know people are laughing like, no. I do.
Uh-huh.
I would, you know, so.
James
I'm sure
is right
find
there close in the neighborhood.
See?
That's your chaperone.
Oh, well.
And James has a car.
Who's this James you're talking about?
All of a sudden, it's who is this?
Oh, you're talking about me? Yeah, I live too far. If I live close by, we could talk. Yeah, then we talk business. But other than that, no, I live too far.
So if they flew me into New Jersey, you wouldn't pick me up, take me to the show, and chauffeur me around and be my chaperone.
Oh, you mean like that? Oh, well, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what? You're so lost. Greg,
oh, I thought you meant something else.
Greg, he just missed it all, didn't he?
Yes, I did. That
yeah.
went way over my head. Yeah. Yeah, but I know, but I was kidding around when I said, what did Jamie talk about? I was just making a joke, but the chaperone thing I misunderstood a little bit. I thought you meant, like,
yeah,
if I was in Detroit right now or some shit. You know, that's what I was saying.
Oh, no. Oh, no, man. She's going to fly into Newark and, you know, get that off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that would be interesting.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You are going to be the chaperone bodyguard for Miss B.
Oh, okay.
For that one-day show with the date, dinner show.
Oh, wow.
To the airport.
Yeah, no negotiate.
Damn.
I mean, hell.
Hey,
she'll be with a licensed New York State security guard man, so.
Exactly.
That one, I don't know how it works in New Jersey, but.
I mean, hey, Newark, New York, it ain't that far.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know. You know, we'll see about that. We'll see if that comes true. We will see.
But I think you might have to go across what, the GW?
Yeah, GW, yeah. Or the tunnels, or one of the Lincoln or the Holland tunnels.
Yep.
I'd rather do that, to be honest with you, than George Washington Bridge.
You got three ways to go.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Which one's the fastest, quickest, and cheapest?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
supposed to be off the air, but.
Oh, someone's getting cranky.
Whatever. But we'll be
no,
back
but if you come out here, I would drive you. I would drive here. I misunderstood you. I thought you meant, like, you know, if I live nearby, of course, if I live nearby, and, of course, if you come out here, yeah, I'll do it.
So, see, you was just, like, in another part of the conversation. You know, me and Greg had gone one way, and you went to a different level, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what we do best.
I know.
We guys. It's what we do.
Hello. Such a
so,
wonderful evening.
So everybody come back. I was like, come back on Tuesday too. V's After Dark, where we talk about sex, and more sex. And you never know, we may or may not have a guest. But on November 4th, we will have Natalia and Natasha Starr talking about their new product, Pussy Juice Lube, which has a number of individuals' real juices and saliva in it, including a couple of our former guests. We've got Leighton Benton has her own, and
Fox,
I forget who was Anna Fox.
I got to look
and, make sure you listen on that day because the sisters in there are so nice. I got a chance to hang out with them.
Chicago. Cool. They're very cool.
They're really cool. As a matter of fact, I can't remember which one is friends for Leighton. But one of them We were in.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thing, and I got a big promotion. You would be even. You would be interested. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We were in the bar with them. Well, you know, we always drink, and you know, that's the one thing we do best when we go to these shows. We get away from the fans and kind of be in our own little group and relax. But so I got a chance to chat with them. So we will be back on Tuesday, but we're going to let James make his announcement, and we're going to do our exit music.
Yes, my announcement, even Ms. V will be interested because it involves with boxing. Tomorrow on my Bench Warmers Live show, of course, it comes on 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with me and Sammy Brooks, another guest of V's After Dark, who is my co-host on the Bench Warmers Live show on Dollhouse Radio. At 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, we will have the former right-hand person of Floyd Money Mayweather. It will be Tasha Robinson White. So we will have her on. She has a book coming out called Right Hand to the Chest. Yeah, Right Hand to the Chest. So very interesting book about her 12 years being the right hand person of Floyd Money Mayweather. So we'll be talking about that with her, with her book. She's actually doing a book tour all through the Dollhouse Radio shows. Matter of fact, she's doing one as we speak with Ian Burke, who's one of the main people in the music industry. And she'll be doing that. She's been all over, and it's interesting stuff. You know, how she maintained her marriage during that time, because obviously the husband wasn't liking all this stuff. And supposedly nothing happened between them. From what I heard,
But you know what? He's a very professional guy. I mean, despite his public antics, he's a businessman.
And she was.
Remember,
like
I've said this before. Remember?
Yes. Yes, you have. And she was like a CEO for his like music, because he had like a music company or some shit he had. I got this shit like right here. But yeah, she was doing a lot of things with him. They were together. You know, doing everything together for a while, for like 12 years. So, you know, she just made the choice herself to leave, basically. So, interesting stuff. You will hear that tomorrow live on the Bench Warmers Live show, only on Dollhouse Radio with me and Sammy Brooks. We're all part together in some sort of family somehow. It's funny. It's like, it's almost like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, except better.
Yeah, I'm part of the Dollhouse family a different way.
Yeah, sure. With,
no,
I mean... And when
but,
you come
back on Miami Road, everybody kind of laughs because they keep saying I'm not part. I'm a different part of the Dollhouse family, but I am part of the Dollhouse family.
Yes, you are.
So.
I can't wait till you go back on Sexy and Biz again.
Yeah, it's me and the Dollhouse family. We're doing some stuff together. So
yes,
but
yes.
everybody will hear about that. You already know about it, but you know
yes,
now
yes,
it's
yes,
coming
yes.
out
yeah.
early next year because
yes.
I can't drop the weight. Right now. But everybody, thank you for listening, and we will be back on Tuesday. So until then, we'll talk to you guys later.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Yes. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Don't forget, V's After Dark, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there or be stupid. All right, later. Lettuce and tomatoes.